Good day, good day, good day, good day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Holistic Life podcast. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, and we are broadcasting live here from the Columbus, Ohio region. I pray that you have been enjoying our emotional wellness series and just getting some tips on how we can just live out this time and season that we are in practically. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you that are on Facebook. Welcome, welcome to those of you that are on Instagram. Welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you that are on YouTube. I am going to jump right into our topic on today, because this is so needed. This has been coming up, not only just in the life of business owners and business leaders, you know, but also in ministry leaders. And so I really want to take a look at this topic on today about burnout, and what are some of the things that we can do to prevent burnout, or what are some of the signs of that burnout is upon us, and some of the things that we need to do in order to keep us in a place where we're just more aware of ourselves. We are more aware that we're not taking on more than we have been graced to do for each and every single day. Now, one of the things that I love to talk about is about how burnout affects actually your mind, and it affects our body, and it will cause us to suffer from exhaustion, anxiety, even depression. These are some of the signs and the symptoms that can help us to be more attentive and be more in tune with ourselves. Now, of course, you know, I'm going to give you some word. But we're going to get this practical stuff down as well. And so if we don't pay attention to what is happening with us emotionally, if we don't begin to make changes in our life, that this burnout can even lead to even more severe health problems, such as heart attacks or even strokes. So we have to really be intentional about planning out our day and looking at what do we need to do. So in order to avoid burnout, it's important to get into a habit, one, of recognizing the warning signs so that you can begin to stop it before it begins. And I never really was consider myself to be really self-aware before I went to school for massage therapy. I have shared with you all many a times of how I used to live life on 10. And I used to just go. You know, I have a very high metabolism. And so I could just go and just have as much energy as I thought that I could do and get accomplished, you know, things I need to get accomplished in any particular day. But as I began to learn more about our physical body and how integrated our spirit, our soul, and our body are, I began to recognize that there were some changes that I need to make, and that I could make life a whole lot simpler by making these necessary changes in order for me to avoid burnout altogether, in order for me to avoid being stressed, in order for me to avoid even being exhausted. I know that I'm not the only one that has ever had some exhaustive moments in life. I know that I can't possibly be the only one. And so when we take a look at being, again, self-aware, what are some tips? So the first thing that I want to talk about is analyze your workload. Analyze your workload. So it's easy to take on too much without realizing that there are only so many hours in a day. There's only so many hours in a day. And if you continue to run on overdrive without giving yourself a break, guess what? you're sure to eventually reach burnout. And when that happens, you have two choices when it comes to altering your workload. Choice number one, you can study time management techniques in order to more efficiently work. That means that you'll be able to get more done in less time. So study time management techniques. The second thing that you can do is that you can actually drop things off of your workload. Sometimes this may not be an ideal thing, and you may not even really be able to do that, but it's important for the sake of your health, and not only just your health, but the sake of your happiness, the sake of being in this place of joy. So the first thing you want to do is analyze your workload. I live off of a calendar. And so I intentionally plan out every single day. And in doing that, even though I may have some things that are priority on my list for the day, guess what? If I don't get it done, there's always tomorrow. So I just will move that over to tomorrow and make some slight adjustments. But we don't have to feel like that we have to go out and just save the world and not have any kind of management of our time. That's not smart. And it's not also healthy for us. So again, the first thing that you want to do is analyze your workload. Now, the second thing that we want to do is we want to avoid exhaustion. Avoid exhaustion. So when you're in tune with your body, you can sense when you're reaching this point of exhaustion. And as soon as you start to feel this way, that is your body giving you the signal that it's time to stop and make a change. So how do we do that? You may want to book a mini vacation. You may want to do a staycation, go on a day trip, or just spend some time alone by yourself. The important thing to remember is that you need to leave your sources of stress behind. And so if this means having no access to your cell phone or your computer, then guess what? So be it. So be it. Tip number three, change is good. Change is good. If you keep reaching a point where you think that you'll burn out, then that means that it's time to make a major life change. For example, you may have a job that is causing you to repeatedly burn out despite your best efforts to avoid it. So that could be a sign that it may be time to start looking for a job that's more suitable. Change is good, and we can't be afraid of change. We shouldn't be afraid of change. But you know, we talked about change in some of the other podcasts. We don't like change. But sometimes change is necessary for your health. Now, the fourth tip I want to talk about is to take breaks. There is a reason why it's mandatory to offer breaks to employees. Why? Because you need breaks to refresh, to rejuvenate, and to renew your mind. And so I know for most of us, especially those that are in, you know, this area, you know, we are counting down the days until it is spring so that we can actually go outside where we can get some fresh air. Sometimes all it takes is just 10 minutes. Take a 10-minute walk, play a puzzle, or do a word cross puzzle. Just get away from the source of tension for a few minutes can help you to reset your mind. Now, tip number five is you want to ask for help. We are not superwoman. We are not Superman. But sometimes we can feel like we are so alone with our problems that we forget to ask for help. But that may also be the very antidote to our stress. So if you're married, talk to your spouse. talk to a friend. You may need to take coaching, or you may need to get a counselor. But talk to someone that you trust, that you can vent your frustrations to, and begin to seek advice. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. In fact, it takes a person of humility to understand and to recognize that sometimes what I'm going through and what I'm faced with is too much, and that I really need to ask for someone to come alongside to help. Now, this next one is one of my favorite ones. It is one that I've had to learn to do over the years, and that is to learn to say no. Sometimes you have to learn to say no. There is a difference between someone who is open and accommodating and someone who says yes to everything. If you tell everyone yes, it's likely that someone is going to take advantage of you at some point or another, whether it's intentional or unintentional. So we have to learn that sometimes saying no is in your best interest. Why? So that you don't need to give yourself that extra stress. And I always say this, that no is a complete sentence. N-O, period. And it doesn't mean that you don't love anybody. It doesn't mean that you don't want to help or that you can't assist. But maybe you just don't have the capacity in that moment to assist them and to even say yes. So we need to learn how to say no. And remember, no is a complete sentence. When we talk about this time factor, the most important tip is to listen to what your inner man is telling you. What is your spirit man telling you? If we've taken on too much, make a list and begin to figure out what are the most important things that need to get done. Because a lot of some things that we say that is a priority really is not a priority. But we have to figure out what's important, what need to get done. And then the other stuff, it can wait. Or allow someone else to complete the task. So we have to begin to learn how to understand how to manage our time, because time is a big factor when we talk about avoiding burnout. Then take some time to vent. Listen, we all need to vent. We all need to have a place and a space that is safe for us in order to release any stress, release any anxiety. Sometimes people will go into panic mode. Take some fresh breaths. Take a few breaths. Again, go out, go for a walk. Remove yourself from the place of stress. Venting your emotions, whether it is to a trusted friend, whether it's even to yourself, whether it is in a journal. There is so much healing that takes place in journaling. Oftentimes, people need to journal first before they go and they begin to vent to others. The key thing to that is that when we have pent-up emotions, they are likely to lead to unwanted burnout. Unwanted burnout. Now, I want to go quickly because I said I was going to go to the word. You know, we have talked about time, because really avoiding burnout before it happens really is rooted into time management. It is really rooted in time management, learning how to manage your time. Now, there's a scripture that we are all familiar with, and I just love how God is so, how he has given us the ability to begin to be able to integrate the word into our life. And so Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse 1, there is a time for everything, a time for everything. So there's a time for everything. There is a season, a time for every matter that is under the sun. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, my God, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. There is a time for everything. There is a time for every matter that is under heaven. And when we don't understand and recognize the time and the season that we are in, guess what? We enter into the place of toil. We enter into the place of being busy. And sometimes people will be busy just to try to escape just having that time alone with themselves. But that's not healthy. That's not healthy to keep yourself in a cycle of being and doing, because you don't know how to be still. Because you have not learned how to rest. And so this is what I love about the word. I love how he makes it very, very practical for us. And on today, I've shared 6 very, very practical techniques for us to help us to understand that we can stop burnout in its tracks and we can truly enjoy life. And we can begin to take action and implement some of the tips that I've shared with us today. That way, we won't feel like that we are falling underneath the crushing pressure of burnout. So again, let me review them real quick before my closing. This was a very, very short podcast, but I believe that it was very, very important for us to understand that we can stop burnout before it starts by recognizing what it is, recognizing and being attentive and in tune with what our physical body is saying and what our emotional wellness is saying. So number one, analyze your workload. Number two, avoid exhaustion. Number three, recognize that change is good. Sometimes we have to make a change. Number four, take breaks. Even if it's just 10 minutes, a 10-minute break will do a world of wonders for your mind. Number five, ask for help. Ask for help. We don't have to do everything all alone. Number six, learn to say no. Why? Because no is a complete sentence. Well, I hope that you are enjoying these tips and these strategies that I'm sharing with us. You know, it is really our desire. You know, the Bible talks about us being in health and even as our soul is prospering. And if we don't understand the underworkings and the underpinnings of our soul, the soul which comprises the mind, the will, and the emotions, if we don't understand, you know, that part of us, then it makes it a lot harder for us to really begin to navigate life. And listen, I have made up in my mind that I am going to live the abundant life. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that we won't face trials. It doesn't mean that we won't have our own sufferings that we will go through, because we all will. It's called life, but it's our response. What is our response to the things that are going on around us? We don't have to fall underneath the pressure of burnout. And this is really, like I said, I've heard and seen a couple of messages, even from ministry leaders that are just at this place of being burnt out. And when we all find ourselves doing what God has called us to do, understanding the time and the season that we are in, understanding what it is that we are to be doing at any given time, you know, we can really and truly help to support and help to undergird one another. And so that is our topic for this week. I pray that you would even just share this with someone else, that they may be blessed by it. In my closing, I am going to make a few announcements here. We are getting ready for our next cohort of certified faith-based counselor trainings, which will be in April. The registration deadline for our April class is going to be Monday, March the 13th. You can get the information and let me go ahead and get that scrolling at the bottom of our screen. That way, if you are interested in becoming a certified Christian counselor, that you will have the opportunity to be in on our next cohort of classes. Again, I thank those of you that have already reached out about becoming a team leader, participating in our team leader training for our upcoming grief support group. This will be held virtual and in person. So even if you are not in this Columbus, Ohio region, and you would like to bring grief share, not only just be a part of what we are doing, but if you would like to bring grief share to your own ministry, I have the information to share with you all about that. So again, you can reach out to me. You can send a message, you can inbox me, or you can also send an email to warroomwarriors7@gmail.com. And then finally, this has been such a blessing to so many already. The new book, my new book release, God's Remedy for Anxiety. It's full of practical solutions for a peaceful life. Again, you can find that on my website at www.jewelsofwellness.net. Again, I thank you so much to tuning in to today's podcast. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jewels. I am a certified faith-based clinical counselor. And listen, we are just doing our part and being about our Father's business and doing what He has called us to do. And so thank you again for tuning in. And I want to say God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And we shall talk soon. Bye-bye.